is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. We're joined in studio now by our resident movie reviewer, Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, this week, I understand we're looking, I think it's Insidious, The Last Key. This is the film we're looking at this week.
Yes, we are.
First question, Kev. My impression is you're not much of a horror fan in general. You're not, generally speaking, a big fan of horror films.
To be honest, no. I'll admit that there have been the occasional horror films that I've enjoyed, such as Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, although I can't exactly say that's pure horror. But on occasion, yeah, I do like watching The X-Files. But yeah, I don't really go out of my way to watch stuff like Paranormal Activity.
So something like this, Insidious, The Last Key, it's well out of your wheelhouse. A little bit of an unusual decision. We've sent you along. We've tortured you anyway. We decided to send you along and said, what's this one about?
So this one stars Lin Shay, Angus Sampson, and Lee Whannell, as well as Kirk Ace Vito. So the first three came from the original Insidious movies, and I think have been present in all of them since then. And this is set just before the original Insidious, and on the case where Lin Shay's character, Elise, the case that she took just before the original films, and in which case in this movie she is investigating her own house, the house that she grew up in, which is a haunted house.
Okay, all right, a lot going on there. Obviously a prequel to the original film, so I imagine you'd have to have some knowledge of the original film or the other films in this series to even begin to understand what's going on here.
Yeah, well, look, against my better judgment, yeah, I also watched the original Insidious film as well. But again, it's really not really my thing. Speaking of the original, yeah, it's just filled with jump scares and is not exactly the most original story. It feels like a second-rate Poltergeist. But, sorry, in this case, yeah, the movie itself, look, I'll admit that even though I don't really think that much about the story, the acting from Lin Shay, who plays the protagonist Elise here, I'll admit she's pulled a Patrick Stewart, you know, in Star Trek, when even when she doesn't have material that is really that good, she still rises above it and can still put in a very good performance.
From what I recall, Lin Shay is one of the original Scream Queens. She's actually been in quite a few horror films.
Admittedly, as you mentioned earlier, I'm not... horror films, not exactly my sort of thing, so I'll have to take your word for it.
Okay, anything else to pull out of this one?
So, other than that, I do feel that it did take way too many elements from the original Insidious film. For example, it has the same basic plot. Elise comes to investigate a case, a bunch of jump scares happen, and then for the final act of the film, then they go into this place called, I think, the Further, to try and find the demon or the evil ghost that is scaring the family or has been terrorizing the house. And so both films have the exact same plot. It's really not original, especially the fact that a movie's ripping off one of its own films in its own franchise, I think was probably not a good call. They really should have come up with something a little bit more original than that. And other than that, something that I think you, as a horror film aficionado, hate as well as I do, jump scares.
Not a fan. I like a horror film. I like a good horror film, but I think it needs to build up sort of a tension that stays with you. You turn the film off and you don't really want to go to bed without a nightlight sort of thing. That kind of tension stays with you. A jump scare doesn't do that. It just sort of makes you jump. It scares you for like about 3 seconds, but then it's gone.
You know,
it doesn't really stick with you.
I watched both Insidious films over two nights, and that night I slept like a baby. So the jump scares, I do feel, was terrible because, as we know, James Wan actually created the Insidious franchise, so he didn't have to do the whole blood and gore thing. And when he's limited himself like that, the only thing left is jump scares.
Uh-huh.
And so, again, here I feel that the jump scares got so extreme, right, that almost every plot point revolved around a jump scare. Does a ghost need to impart some important information, jump scare, you know, and then, you know, jump scare with that information. And then there were so many scenes where the plot could only move forward through jump scares, and it just got a bit ridiculous. Really good horror films don't have to rely on that technique.
All right, well, short and sweet. I guess if you're a big, big fan of the Insidious film franchise, we'll leave that one up to you. But as a horror film standing on its own, Insidious, The Last Key, probably not worth the dough. Big Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.